Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Let's get you started with an opportunity to win an iced tea from HTO for free. All you have to do is enter our text to win contest by texting the keyword tea, that's TEA, to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors to choose from at either East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby's location. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. We come back in for another hour here. We'll have PJ Glasser, our betting insider. We'll talk about all the football lines coming up this weekend. That is in just a little bit here. Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, gopowercat.com, is also going to stop by. We'll get the K-State side of the Sunflower Showdown, keys to the game there. I get his thought on K-State hoops now, a day following Media Day, and any other topics that we might see fit. That's all coming for you. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer that's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. It is not lost on me that we're talking betting. We're going to talk betting on the morning that we're seeing arrests for gambling. Now, we may have jumped the gun a little bit on this, TJ. ABC News is reporting that the arrest of Chauncey Billups, Portland Trail Blazers head coach, former Detroit Pistons great, that has to do with an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia.
Oh,
ABC News is reporting. So maybe
it's different. It's different than Rozier.
Yeah. But the ABC News is also saying that Rozier was arrested in a separate but related betting case. So I don't know what's going on here, but it does. Like, this is kind of what I was saying. And Andrew said that I pulled a hamstring with that stretch earlier. Let me try again.
I love it.
I don't know where I fall on it. What I'm trying to, like, the question I always ask myself is, does the emerging technology and putting the betting, you know, more mainstream, does it lead to more bad actors? We know that it leads to more betting, right? And for some people, that's a problem. And I get that. And I'm not, you know, insensitive to that. I totally understand it. And I hate it for a lot of people. What I wonder is, does it make any more or less bad actors, which is different than, you know, somebody with a gambling problem. I'm talking about people on a criminal level. Does it make it easier to catch them, or does it increase or decrease? Does it change it at all? Because I'm going to guess that an illegal poker game tied to the mafia probably doesn't have anything to do with, you know, a sports betting app, but
yeah.
We'll find out apparently in about an hour. They're going to have, and this sounds like one, if you've got, what did I read? Cash Patel, who's the head of the FBI now, who's like, if you've got the heads of departments out there going to say, like, somebody's looking to to dunk on somebody here, right? There's somebody that you're going to have leaders looking to, you know, wear badges of honor on this one. So who knows what's going to happen here in the next hour or so.
Yeah, it's a wild story. I don't really understand all the stuff of it.
Well, we don't yet. I mean, they haven't said anything just yet. So
it is problematic of all the stuff. I know Rick brought up a good point here that it, you know, everybody talks about as well, is that LeBron's a sponsor for DraftKings. There's a lot of hypocrisy in this stuff. The Kansas City Chiefs walked down a giant hallway down to the field with DraftKings logos all over
it. But what's the hypocrisy?
I mean, just the fact of like the leagues taking all this sponsorship money and everything like that, and then just throwing down such like, you know, just shoving it everywhere and then getting in trouble with all the stuff that comes out about their athletes doing it and everything and that sort and all that. And so
you ever seen a league or a stadium promote an alcoholic beverage?
They do. I mean, it's not illegal for players to drink beer.
Is it illegal for people to drink seven of them at the stadium and then get in their car and drive home?
I mean, that is.
So like what are we doing here? Like are we going to say that they shouldn't take money from DraftKings because some people have a gambling problem?
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's that. I mean, it's just the fact of like, there once was a line that it was like the sports leagues would just turn the eye to that and just say, like, sure, we're not going to associate ourselves with that at all because of the danger that that could bring to our sport. And now the Chiefs every week post a graphic about what the line is on their game. And so it's
I get it. I get what I just like to me, like at some point, and I'm not saying like, oh, just everybody should just do whatever they want because good people are going to make good decisions about it. That's not what I'm saying because I'm not that naive. I'm just trying to like, to say the NFL shouldn't take money from the betting sites is like saying they shouldn't take money from a beer sponsor.
Because some people are going
to abuse it, right? And I get it. And you have to trust the laws. Like the NFL is not the police. So like it's not their job to make sure that there aren't illegal poker games or whatever.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Yeah, that's not the same thing at all.
It's not their job to prevent somebody from going to a player and saying, we want you to take a dive. Is that the NBA's problem? Or is that the law's problem? Is that the FBI's problem?
I mean, right? We've talked about it. I mean, this has been a thing. And so, I mean, it's, I don't know. There's a weird line.
The law says people can bet. So they're not like the law says people can drink. The law said, so, you know, guess what's going to happen? If all of a sudden federally we allow smoking weed and everybody can do it, guess who's going to take sponsorships from companies that sell weed? You know what I mean? Like it's not the league's job to make sure that there's not illegal gambling. It's the law's enforcement's job to make sure there's not illegal gambling because gambling's legal in these places where you see the ads.
Yep.
So I just don't understand. I don't understand that specific argument. Like, oh my gosh, an NBA coach is arrested for gambling. They should, you know, like that's not like the law says it's legal. So what is the league?
I think the biggest argument, I don't think it's the fact of it's sponsorships and that stuff. I think the more so the fact of like, I mean, you can't turn on ESPN anymore and not see a line somewhere because of the level that it's grown to. And
ESPN owns a dang book.
I know. And I mean, I think that's part of, like I said, the Chiefs or the NFL teams like will post out graphics about like, hey, here's what the over under is this week. Like, hey, here's what the Travis Kelce's line on receptions is. And then it's like, I mean, it's everywhere. Like, I mean, it used to be such a taboo thing, I feel like, that like you could be an NFL player and literally have no idea. Now, I mean, it's probably near impossible to not know what the line is on your game that weekend, you know? And so like that's the part that I think it's gotten to this point for.
Andrew has more thoughts, and Andrew likes to talk in complicated sentences. So I'm going to try to understand this here. He says the comparison between alcohol, which is possible indirect impact on outcomes, and gambling, possible direct impact on outcomes. And he means outcomes of games, I assume, sponsors, is perhaps intentionally by me disingenuous. I'm not being disingenuous. I like to bet sports. I mean, I like to bet sports. So the outcome we're talking about here that I'm using the example of alcohol is bad decisions and bad outcomes come a lot of times from drinking alcohol. And it you can't walk three steps in an NFL stadium without having alcohol in your face. You can't watch a football game without seeing a beer commercial. Okay. So why then should we be surprised that alcohol is a legal thing that people can do? Why then would we be surprised that betting, which is a legal thing that people can do, that the league would take a sponsorship dollar from that? It's like, whose responsibility is it here is the whole point I'm trying to make. And again, I'll say this, and I said this in the last hour. I don't know the answer to this question that I'm asking. I'm just asking the question. I don't know how I feel about it, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think I like this new college rule that's coming out because younger people make it's like it's why we don't let, you know, 14-year-olds smoke cigarettes, right? Young people make dumb decisions.
Now, what we could see out of this, you have to be 21 to bet. In most states, at least, you know, that's going to a lot of college athletes aren't 21.
Yeah. Yeah. And Andrew, again, he thinks he's very smart. Keep cashing those gambling sponsor checks. You tell me where they are. I'd love to, but they don't exist here. I don't have any gambling sponsor checks, but I like to bet sports. Like who do you like to bet sports, TJ?
I do.
Do you what percentage of the listeners of this show would you say like to be able to bet sports? Because I would say probably about 80%.
Yeah, I was going to say like 75% probably.
Yeah, which is why we talk about the betting aspect of sports because we think it's fun.
The biggest argument here is the fact that I think it's the fact that it's just become such a prevalent issue that the players are now aware of it and it's all over stadiums and it's all over everything and the players have the direct outcome, which Andrew's point. They have the direct outcome to realize this. I mean, it's the same
thing.
They can.
Yeah, you're right. They can. And that's the biggest, you know, thing. The very first question I asked is, you know, is it easier for authorities to catch the bad actors or not? That's just my curiosity wondering that. I don't have the answer because I don't have like there. I know that the access is a problem for people with like a gambling addiction. That we do know, like we know we have enough information and research on that. Is it a problem to create more point shaving? Basically, I don't know that. We see it more now because they catch it more, right? Like they can track this stuff through these apps. What does that mean that there's more of it? I genuinely and honestly don't know if there's more of it now. I have no idea. Because I think there was probably, unfortunately and uncomfortably, a lot of it before we did this, and we just didn't know.
All right, let's make this awkward segue.
Here's the transition. Our betting insider, PJ Glasser, jumps in. We're going to talk sports lines with the football weekend coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, if you're looking for the best props and games to lay your money down on from BetMGM, here's KFH's betting insider, PJ Glesser.
Oh, the fun irony, perhaps, of PJ's visit just about a half hour after Chauncey Billups is arrested for some sort of gambling and Terry Rozier. It's been an interesting last couple of segments, PJ, as we're trying to like understand what's happening. And it's a wild time in your industry with news like that. We are joined by PJ Glesser, host of Send It In and Betting Inside, Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. PJ, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. I have to dive deeper into the story, kind of just seeing like, you know, the Schefters of the world and all those kind of guys tweeting out about everything. But certainly wild with Rozier and Billups and what's going on. And I think this is the fear of all the commissioners of all the leagues, right, is with betting, rapidly increasing and everything that these coaches and players are getting involved in these kinds of things, which is obviously, you know, terrible.
The question for me that I'm trying to pose, maybe I'm not doing it eloquently enough, is do we just know about it more now because the technology makes it easier to track? Was this always happening? Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out. And ABC's reporting that Billups is tied to a poker game. So maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit. We'll wait for the information in the news. But we are going to talk some betting. We are going to talk some lines. It's a big one for us around here, PJ. It's Sunflower Showdown Week. Of course, a series that's been dominated by K-State in recent years. I don't recall in any of those years KU being favored, but that's what they are this year at home by 3. When you look at the Sunflower Showdown from an outsider's perspective, we'll call it, what do you see in this one?
Yeah, you know, I think Kansas should be favored in the game. I think they're pretty comparable teams. I would make the Jayhawks a little bit better team, so I think it makes sense. The total is what I'm looking at, guys. I think it's going to be a shootout. I like the over. You have both teams coming off a bye. K-State's offense has been much better. I would expect Kansas to have some success against this K-State defense as well. So, you give both of these coaches time to prepare. They're both healthy. And both defenses, you can definitely attack. I mean, we saw Texas Tech run all over Kansas. I think K-State could have some success on the ground, try and use Avery's legs a little bit. And then on the flip side, you know, Leipold's team, since he's been there, they're usually good at home. His offenses usually score. So I think both teams get into the 30s, you guys. I think it's going to come down to the wire. This will be a close game, but I do like the over 56.5.
Yeah, I'd agree, PJ. This feels like one that KU should be favored in, but this series always brings out the weirdest endings to games, so I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest if K-State finds a way to get it done. The last two have become like a fumble and a last-second touchdown and a 50-yard field goal and everything weird within that. We'll talk about both of those teams' rivals, Mizzou. They're going on the road to a place that's hosting College Game Day this week. And Vanderbilt, they are top 10 in the country and favored against number 15 Mizzou by 2.5 is the line that I've got here. Is Vanderbilt for real?
They are for real. The problem for Vandy is Mizzou is also for real, TJ. So this is going to be a good game. I like Mizzou outright, fellas. You know, I think a lot of people, what's interesting about this game is Vanderbilt was a 2.5-point favorite last week against LSU, right? I think a lot of people talking about that game were, wow, Vandy's a favorite against LSU. Like, do we really want to lay the points? Is Vandy really for real yet? And now off of just one game, and think about how LSU's season has kind of unfolded, right? We all thought that Clemson win week one was going to be one of the best in the country. Turned out not to be great. The Florida win hasn't aged well. Like, LSU really hasn't beaten anybody. So, again, give Vandy credit for a really good win. But I think people, they're looking at this Vandy team a little differently. And because of that, I see some value here on Missouri. And I've seen it a bunch, you guys, where you have a team like Vandy who's having an incredible story. They're starting to get all these national headlines, game days there, and then they end up losing the game. So Missouri's run defense, I think, is going to be able to keep Pavia and Vanderbilt in check a little bit. And I think their offense with Ahmad Hardy, who's been struggling on the ground the last couple games, is going to be able to get going. So it's going to be a good game. Going to be close. I like Missouri to win it, though.
It's interesting, this slate this week, there's only that one and two others featuring two ranked teams. One of them's Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Oklahoma faces quarterback, right? Is Mateer there? I assume so. Is he healthy? We don't know. But they are favored at home. Ole Miss coming off that loss. What do you like here?
I like the under in the game. If I had to pick a side, I would go Oklahoma only on the money line. I don't really want to lay 5.5 with the Sooners, but I do like them to win. I think they're a good money line parlay piece. The reason I like the under is, you know, Oklahoma is 7-0 to the under this season. They're actually a great under team because their defense is so good and Mateer is such a good player, but Oklahoma doesn't score as many points as you think they do. And Ole Miss Georgia was a shootout last week, but Georgia's defense is not what we're accustomed to seeing. Their secondary has really struggled this season. I think on the road, this is the best defense Ole Miss has played all season. The other good defense they played was LSU, and that game was 24-19. I think this game is going to be very similar to that. You're going to see both teams being able to get stops. Both teams are going to punt the football. I think this game is going to be played in the 20s. So I think 54.5 is too high. I like the under in that game. I do think Oklahoma wins, but I don't want to lay 5.5 with them. You know, I think this game is going to be similar to the game they played against Auburn, where it feels like Ole Miss is the right side, but maybe Oklahoma covers at the end. I just take money line in the game.
PJ, I'll throw these two at you just for fun, just because I think that they're funny. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech is an underdog by 37.5 points this weekend, and Wisconsin is going to Oregon as 31.5 point underdogs. These were two like pretty major football programs like 5 years ago, and now they're favorite or they're underdogs by almost 40 points. Is that an insane line, or is Texas Tech good enough to cover that line against Oklahoma State?
Man, you know what's funny? In college sports, usually in football and basketball, I actually look for matchups like Texas Tech and Oklahoma State when you have the worst team in the league versus the best team in the league. And usually the worst team in the league ends up covering a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm going to bet it, but I would lean towards Oklahoma State in that game. Wisconsin's actually taken some money. This was like 34.5. Now it's all the way down to 31.5. And I notice in college football, like the line movement on those big spread games, they usually are right. They're usually indicative of who's going to cover. So if you get a big spread like this and you see some line movement of 3 or 4 points and it doesn't mean, and you might think, oh, that doesn't mean anything. it tends to mean a lot. So I'll be interested to see if the line keeps going back and forth. But if Wisconsin continues to take money, I would look towards the Badgers. They cannot score. That's their problem. So if Wisconsin covers, it's got to be like a 31-3 kind of game. There's a reason both teams are big dogs, but I would actually in both games kind of lean towards the dog. I'd probably like Wisconsin a little better.
Before we get you to Thursday night football tonight, PJ, any other of your favorites on the college football slate? Like what can we not miss here?
Yeah, so the LSU Texas A&M game, probably my favorite game of the week. I was telling you guys that LSU, they really haven't beaten anybody this season. But everybody kind of knows that who follows college football, and they're a 2.5-point dog at home against Texas A&M. To me, this game is very similar to the Red River game a couple weeks ago when Oklahoma was favored, just like A&M is. Texas had the two losses, just like LSU does. And Texas needed a win to save their season. They were the desperate team, and LSU's in the same spot. And I don't think we're really talking enough about just how hard it is to go into Death Valley and win a game at night. Bama's the only team I would trust to do that. Everybody else, if you give me plus money with LSU, I'm going to take that. So I like the Tigers at home this week. A&M, there are two road games this season. They won 41-40 and 48-45. They've won shootouts on the road. I promise you they're not scoring 40 on the road at LSU. So what do they look like when they face some adversity on offense? What do they look like when they have to win a game in the 20s on the road? I'll pay to find out. I like LSU in that one, you guys. And then another SEC game, I like Tennessee on the road this week against Kentucky. The last three SEC games for Kentucky, they've failed to reach 14 points. Tennessee has scored 28 or more in the last four matchups against Kentucky. So Heupel's offenses have been very good in this matchup. I see the magic number of 27. I think if Tennessee can get to 27, I don't see Kentucky getting to 17. And then Tennessee obviously covers the 9. So the Vols I like and LSU I like this week as well.
PJ, we'll take it to the NFL tonight. It's Carson Wentz versus an offensive line that is one injury away from calling you to have to suit up for him. Vikings, Chargers favored by just over a field goal. Both teams have their woes. Who has less?
Yeah, I like the Vikings plus the points. I wanted to bet the under in this game, but only if McCarthy suited up, because I was looking forward to McCarthy going up against his former coaching staff from Michigan. Obviously, when Harbaugh was there, Minter was there. But now that you have Wentz, it kind of throws a wrinkle in that. I would still lean towards the under, though, just because both defenses got shredded a little bit in their last games. But I like Minnesota plus the 3.5. You know, you're getting a team that is coming off a home loss, short week. But you mentioned it, TJ, it's the injuries for the Chargers. I was watching that Colts-Chargers game, and even J.J. Watt was talking about it. That was one of those games where they were forced early to abandon the run and just kind of throw, and it turned into a long game when guys were getting beat up. Like, that is not what you want on a short week. So maybe L.A. wins the game. If you're going to give me 3.5, though, I'm going to take with Minnesota. So I'll take the Vikings plus the points.
PJ Glasser here with us, our betting insider. I want to ask about your Baltimore Ravens, PJ. Is now the time to hammer? Assuming Lamar plays 6.5 at home against the Bears?
You know, I'm leaning Chicago, but I want a 7 with the Bears. And the reason being, everybody's just talking about how the Ravens are just going to go on a roll now. Lamar was back at practice yesterday. The team is getting healthy. I kind of view the Ravens as like the opposite of Indianapolis this year. We all keep waiting for the other shoe to drop with Indy because of what we've seen with Daniel Jones, and it's just not happening. Like, we just have to accept the Colts are a good team. Their offense is really good. Because how good the Ravens have been in the regular season the last few years, because of how good Lamar is, we just keep waiting for the Ravens to turn it around, and I'm not convinced it's going to happen. So, you know, the Bears have won 4 in a row. All they're hearing all week is how they're going to get smoked, and this is a must-win game for the Ravens, and they got all their guys back. I'm waiting for a 7, seeing if we can get there. If we do, I would look at Chicago. The Ravens probably win. I think they're safe. You want to use them in a money line parlay, but you know the idea that they're going to just roll and win by double digits, 20 points, I'm not convinced. So I would lean Chicago plus points.
PJ, we'll go to the Chiefs Monday Night Football. No Jaden Daniels coming to Arrowhead. We're going to see the Marcus Mariota rematch against the Chiefs from the days of the Titans whenever he broke some hearts. Chiefs are favored by just under 2 touchdowns. That's back-to-back big lines. How much stock do you take in what they did against the Raiders?
Yeah, I'm not stepping in front of that train again, fellas. My Raiders bet was over in about the first 5 minutes. You know, they came out, they scored, or the Raiders had the ball first. I think they got a first down. I was like, okay, then they had to punt it away, and then Mahomes and that offense did whatever they want. So they're clearly rolling. The offense is back. They look like the Chiefs again. And not only do you worry about the Commanders' offense in this game without Jaden, but the defense has been looking really, really bad too. So, you know, I think it's telling you a lot that this is essentially the same spread as what it was against the Raiders last week. So the Chiefs are rolling. Would not step in front of that train right now. And they know they got to keep winning games, right? Because obviously Indy's got a head start on them right now. They're trying to get that 1 seed, 2 seed. They got to keep pace in the AFC. So they got to win these games they're supposed to win. I haven't bet it yet, but it would only be Kansas City for me.
I want to ask you about one more because we do have, I think, just a little bit of time to squeeze this one in. So the Giants just dominated the Eagles. The Giants were dominating Denver before that fourth quarter. They have looked really good with Jackson Dart. Is a 7.5-point line for the Eagles a little strange to you? Like if the Giants don't have that fourth quarter from hell in that game, do you think this is a 7.5-point line? I guess my question is that an Eagles thing or is that a Giants thing that it's gotten that big?
It's totally a Giants thing. If they would have won that game by 2 scores, would have taken care of business like they should have, this line's probably 5.5. But look, in the NFL, generally, you want to fade teams off of emotional losses, right? Because then you got to get back on the plane. Nobody's talking to each other. You wonder psychologically what that week of practice is going to be like. Are they still kind of mulling over that loss? And if you're the Giants, like, how are you not? I mean, like we were seeing videos of those guys walking back into the locker room, just ticked off. Dable's throwing the headset after the game. They looked demoralized. So you combine that with what you were saying, Jacob, about how they just beat this team a couple weeks ago. This does feel like a good get-right game for the Eagles. The offense started to hit some explosive plays against Minnesota, should be able to do the same thing against the Giants, but it feels like all of that youthful energy and that juice that Dart and Scadabo were bringing them over the last couple weeks kind of just got let go after that loss against Denver. So I'm really interested to see what the Giants do and how they show up, but this line is definitely a reflection of that, and I could only look at the Eagles in this game.
There you go, PJ.
Go ahead, go PJ.
I was going to say the same thing you're going to say. Big weekend of football. What else you got? What's your favorites?
It's a tough week, you guys, because there are so many big spreads. You know, the last couple of weeks, we've had so many games that are like a field goal or less. This week, we have so many teams that are like 7 or more. I'll go to Sunday night. I like the Steelers +3. That is just such a Tomlin spot. You know, they're coming off the bad loss against Cincinnati on Thursday. They're back at home where he's an underdog, obviously, of Rodgers going up against Green Bay. So a ton of narratives. I also just want to keep fading Green Bay on the road. They have looked so unimpressive so far. Outright loss at Cleveland, tie against Dallas, could have lost to Arizona this past week. So I don't know what's going up on with Green Bay. They are not a very good team right now on the road. They're going to a tough place to play, especially at night. So I'll take the 3 with the Steelers at home, and I think there's a good chance they win that game.
I don't know if there's an official stat for it, but it feels like Aaron Rodgers would be good in stick-it-to-you games.
I would think so.
And yeah, this is a stick-it-to-you game. PJ Glasser, host of Send It In the the betting lines on BetMGM Network. PJ, we appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Yep. Thanks, fellas. Good luck this week.
There goes PJ Glasser. Let's all make a little money if you do so indulge, which has been an interesting back and forth with the news that we're following today. That a couple of NBA guys, including a head coach, are in trouble. Now, again, the reporting on the head coach that's come down a little later is that it has something to do with a poker game and the mafia. So I don't know what that means just yet. Terry Rozier's doesn't seem like that. Maybe they're related. This is it's a fascinating one. But it is what it is, and we'll see what comes down here at the top of the hour. Probably something we've got to talk about tomorrow. TJ, I don't know that we'll get the information, but we're keeping an eye on it. We'll ask Fitz about not necessarily that, but this college thing, because I don't, man, I'm trying to find a reason that I would say, yeah, it's probably fine, but I don't know that I can find one. It's hard. We are joined now by K-State insider, gopowercat.com, Tim Fitzgerald. Fitz, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you, gentlemen?
We're good. We're going to get ready for the Sunflower Showdown. I want to ask you first, though, about the news of the day, kind of. We've seen, and we're waiting for more information, a couple of betting scandals now for the NBA, potentially. Or maybe with Chauncey Billups, it has something to do with poker. I don't know. But the college news comes down that they're going to let college athletes basically bet pro sports. We have mentioned this before. On a day where we sort of get the highlighting of some of the dangers with sports betting, where do you stand with this? TJ brought up the point that it sounds like it's more of a, how would they ever enforce them not doing it when everybody else on campus, I guess, can do it. I don't like it, but I don't know how they could stop it either.
Yeah. I think I've never understood why, as an example, a college athlete could not bet on an auto race or something like that, in which there's no worldly possibility they have influence, unless it's some random connection that anyone might have. I've never understood it. Now, I like that they've done it blanket with college sports, but it has to come with some teeth then if they catch them doing pro sports, and they has to have teeth if they going to bet on college sports. It has to be kind of career ending at that point in terms of college career. You're not going to stop it in some ways, so you might as well allow some of it.
It's fair. Fitz, let's talk about some K-State. Yesterday, Big 12 media days for basketball, but we'll start with football because the biggest story, obviously, the Sunflower Showdown this weekend. Going to KU. KU favored for the first time since 2009 in this thing. We just talked to our betting insider, and I said that I completely see a world where KU should be favored in this game, but wouldn't be shocked in the slightest if something weird happened and K-State found a way to win it at the last second, like we've seen for like three straight years at this point. What's your vibe going into Saturday?
I've kind of got a mixed vibe because, if both teams were rolling out of a previous game, I'd have a better feel, but there's so many intangibles with this when you throw in the bye week, and I don't recall, I'm sure it's happened, both schools being off, coming off a bye. So I think that's a little bit an odd factor. And K-State was playing pretty well. K-State went into the bye feeling good, and KU went in, after getting slapped around pretty good. And does that mean anything after a bye? I don't know. I think the line being, 2.5 or whatever in favor of KU, I think it's appropriate. I think if the game was in Manhattan, it might be the other way. But I think the betting lines are now seeing a home field advantage for KU they haven't always had. So it's going to be a heck of a game. And it's totally unpredictable. It really is. And I still don't really have a feel for it. If I had to sit here, if you pushed me right now, I'd probably say KU wins.
So here's what I look at, Fitz. Like, KU has one of the country's worst run defenses this year. Right. I think they're ranked like 118th in the country. So that's the point you attack. But now we also know K-State's not going to have most likely Dylan Edwards, and they've struggled to run the ball without Dylan Edwards. So you have this clear flaw and deficiency on the KU defensive side, but can K-State even attack that flaw? I know they'll try, but can they?
That's a great point. And that's probably why it's a good thing they won last time without Dylan, and they ran the ball adequately. They, we know that KU can give up gobs of yardage on the ground, and if they can't take advantage of that in any way, they're going to lose. That's just a football reality. Whether it's a bad run defense or not, you got to be able to establish a run. And you're right. That's the number one thing Kansas State has to be able to do is run the ball, and run it with Avery too.
Pitts, speaking of running the ball, yesterday we get the first injury report for the game. Dylan Edwards is listed as out for this one. It's a weird season for Dylan Edwards. It's been a real lingering injury, and a lot of questions. And week to week, it feels like it may get worse. It may get better. It seems like it's gotten worse. the past couple of weeks. Do you think that we'll see Dylan play again this year because of this ankle injury? I mean, how bad is it, if you have any idea?
I don't. I mean, you go back and look at the initial injury in Ireland. He missed 2 weeks and then tried to play in the third. And now he's missed 2 weeks and he's out for the third. So he's apparently more injured now than he was initially. I think there's probably a lot more going on here, but I think the K-State locker room needs to, and coaching staff needs to stop worrying whether Dylan's in or out, and prepare without him. And you find a role for him if he does come back to play.
Yeah, we'll see there. What else? So what about through the air then? How does K-State stop Jalen Daniels, who is been vintage Jalen Daniels, as good as he ever has? He's outstanding, and it all starts with him on that KU offense.
He's been really good this year, guys. And if you go back last year, most of their troubles, I hate stacking it on him, were a direct result of the turnovers that he seemed to solve. So they're going to have to make him uncomfortable, and that's another factor here. We're talking about area kids. Toby Osunsami's lost for the season, and that's your best pass rusher. Mm-hmm. So there's some factors here that don't work in K-State's favor. There's no doubt they're going to have to find a way to get pressure and make him uncomfortable while also not letting him escape the pocket and run because he's so dangerous.
Fitz, it's going to be a ton of fun. Let's talk about basketball for a second. Big 12 Media Days the past couple of days. A lot of attention on P.J. Haggerty yesterday. Coach Tang said he's the best point guard in the country. What do you think of P.J. Haggerty going into the basketball season?
Everything I'm hearing about him is everything that's been missing in terms of a guy coming in and immediately trying to lead and leading. I think there's a lot more connection with these players than there have been for the past two seasons. Now, does that translate to wins? Probably, but I got to see it to believe it. I know that the coaches have a different, for lack of a better way to say it, a pep in their step. They seem pretty excited about this group. And I think the addition of Matthew Driscoll to the coaching staff has been a revelation. I think he's really helped kind of sculpt what this offense will be about and been a good counterbalance in there with other ideas about how to play the game of basketball.
We had Wyatt Thompson on earlier this week, Fitz. He thinks that Andre Kostic could be as good a shooter as K-State's ever had. Have you been hearing the same kind of thing?
Yeah, but I'll be honest, it's been in a cacophony of many other things I've heard about players that seem to have a huge upside. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now with this team. And based on what Coach Driscoll did at North Florida offensively, this is going to be a fun team to watch. They're going to get up and down and attack opposing defenses, which has always been my problem. You've got to attack them in the Big 12 and try to get to them before they can get comfortable.
Another major, you know, national news talking point that was a big thing at Big 12 Media Days that we talked about at the beginning of the show about 2 hours ago. A lot of talk about the G League debate. Louisville picked up a guy that just played in the G League and added him to their roster, and he was granted 2 years of eligibility from the NCAA. You know, people asked Coach Tang about it, and Coach Tang said, "I'm not going to knock anything because if they're eligible to play, I'm going to go get them." You know, but you know, from a personal standpoint, I know like Bill Self said, he's like, "I mean, I agree. I'm going to try to go get them if they're able to play. They're going to be awesome." But you know, what are we doing here? You know, like why are we taking away from the recruiting of high school kids, of transfer portal kids, to go get guys that decided they wanted to go play pro basketball? It's a weird area because I brought up, you know, the guys that play overseas are technically professionals as well. Yep. You know, where is college recruiting with all this stuff going?
Based on everything you just said, there's no way they can rule them ineligible. They've been allowing players to get paid. I mean, even the NCAA players that are transferring have already broken the barrier of what we normally would think a professional athlete is. So, yeah, I guess there's no way you can stop it. But I agree with Bill Self. They made a business decision not to play college basketball. I think we really are going to crowd out a lot of young players that might develop into something pretty good, but just won't even have an opportunity at this level.
Or if the opportunity comes as they're juniors because they've had to go to a smaller school to start. I don't. The only thing with it is, though, how do you differentiate it from the international players?
Yeah, I agree. It's never made sense. I mean, that's essentially what they're doing is they're playing for a club. You know, it's not much different than the developmental league.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I got to stew on that one. I don't have a good take on it. I really don't. Like, because I don't know how you differentiate. And I don't want to see the international players go away. I've kind of liked that infusion, to be perfectly honest.
No, I think I'm kind of like you. It's like, this is not adding up in my brain, and yet it will add up. I'm trying to make sense of it.
All right, Fitz, what do you guys have going at Go Power Cat for us ahead of the Sunflower Showdown?
We got the K-State pregame show releasing on YouTube at 10 a.m., drops on Go Power Cat 11. We'll have our regular lineup of coverage coming, along with plenty of football recruiting from my guy, Cole Carmody. I'll have three guys over in Lawrence for covering the game.
Can't wait. Here we go. This time next week, it'll be in the books. Where are you? Are you picking K-State? Like, where is your lean?
My lean's KU. I'm getting close to just going ahead and picking them because I've never hidden the fact that I think Jalen Daniels is a whale of a quarterback. And if he's going to play like this, I think it's going to give K-State a lot of problems.
All right. Fitz, be good. Enjoy it. A couple days here. We'll have it in the books.
Thanks, boys.
There goes Tim Fitzgerald. GoPowerCat.com. Getting us ready for the Sunflower Showdown. It's almost here. I think I'm with Fitz, and I wasn't to begin with. I was lean K-State. I've sort of started to lean KU, but man, something in my gut, TJ, is telling me the streak's gonna survive this. I can't even define it, man. Like, it's that close. This should be.
I really think if K-State is gonna win this game, Avery Johnson will have 500 all-purpose yards, which will be an insane game to watch. I think that it's going to be a shootout, and I think there's no question about that in my brain. There's going to be so many points scored in this game.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me pause on that is, like, can K-State run the ball? And like, there's two ways to look at it. It would be, well, they're playing one of the worst run defenses they've played, so they ought to be able to run it more effectively than they have all year, even without Dylan Edwards, right? But then they don't have Dylan Edwards to attack this thing that KU has struggled with. And then defensively, you better hope you can get to Jalen Daniels. Like, you can't let him chunk play you to death with those fast wide receivers. I'm having a hard time with it.
There's going to be a lot of chunk plays. I'll say that. I know. I bet Emmanuel Henderson's going to score a touchdown. I bet Jaron Brantley's going to score a touchdown. I bet that Avery Johnson's going to score a touchdown. There's going to be a lot of money made in this game. To bring it back, an all-encompassing subject of this radio show, there's going to be a lot of money made on this game.
It's such a weird thing. Like, you hate that there are bad actors. We love, like, the wrinkle that it adds. It's like fantasy football, right? Fantasy football is not all that different when you're talking about player props, which is typically what I bet anyway, is player props. Like, should we shut down fantasy football now? Like, what are we doing here? That'll do it. Fun show, interesting show, thought compelling show when it comes to the sports wagering stuff. Even though we don't really know yet if the arrest or sports wagering, we're told ABC again reporting that the Billups arrest has to do with a poker game. So we're going to get some more information on this, and we will have it to talk about tomorrow. We'll try to dissect it and understand it a little better then. Thanks to Paul Mills. Thanks to Tim Fitzgerald. Thanks to PJ Glasser. If you missed anything with any of our guests today, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Tomorrow, we will make our picks. The full gang is in. We'll talk a little high school football, which that coverage on Sports Daily is brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. TJ, looking forward to it. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Gonna be a bunch of fun. I'll get my picks ready. I could use a positive week.
Bye, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.